Today's daf is Zvachim daf Ches, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara is continuing along discussing the halachos of Shaloi Lishma. Again, a Koyein who does one of the Dalet Avodas Adam, Shchita Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, and has a Machshava of Shaloi Lishma, of Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Bayla. Shinui Kodesh means he's bringing a carbon oila, for example, and he has in mind not L'shem Oila, but rather L'shem Shlav. Shinui Bayla, he's bringing a carbon oila for Ruvain, and he has in mind that Shimon should be Neschaper with this carbon oila. The halacha is, if a Koyein has such a Machshava during one of the Dalet Avodas Adam, says the Mishnah, Kol Az all carbon is that this carbon is going to be kosher. What does kosher mean? Rashi says it's mutter to do the zrika, it's mutter to be makta de emurim, and it's mutter to eat the bus. Chutz, with the exception of Pesach and Chatas. Chatas and Pesach, not only is it loy alu lebailim l'shem chayva, but Chatas and Pesach, the halacha is it's going to be pasul. The carbon is a pasul of carbon. It's as if it's noiser, it's as if it's tummy. You can't do this Rico. You can't be mocked at them. You're not going to be able to eat the basar. We had several dafin, dalid, dafhei, davav, where the Gemara discussed the Mekairis. How do we know there's a din l'shma b'chlal? How do we know that by kol azvachim it's kashu v'loi olu l'bayim l'shem chayva? And then finally, the last Gemara in Dav Zayin and Beis discussed, how do we know that a Pesach sh'loi l'shma is not only loi olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, it's even possible. Where we're up to now is the last detail in the Mishnah, or in the first part of the Mishnah, and that is, how is it that we know, what's the makar, that a Pesach Shaloi Lishma is going to be pasul? How do you know that a Chatas Shaloi Lishma is pasul? It says in the Pasuk, in the Ikur Parsha of Chatas, V'shochat Oysa L'chatas. And we learn from there, Shetehe Shchita L'shem Chatas, V'shochat Oysa L'chatas, Yishashachta L'shem Chatas. In other words, it has to be Lishma. Ashkechan Shchita Gabal Vino. Okay, so we have a makar that the carbon Chatas, the shchita has to be done with shein chatos. How do you know Kabbalah? The Chassid says, you have a pasuk for that as well. It says, v'lokach ha-koyein, midam ha-chatos, v'lokach means Kabbalah, and we learn from there, should take Kabbalah l'shein chatos. V'ashkechon shchita v'kabbalah. Okay, so we have a makar now for shchita and Kabbalah. Zrika minolan. And we already know from Daf Dalet, the Gemara doesn't have to chazer, that you can't learn Kabbalah from shchita, and you can't learn zrika from shchita v'kabbalah. The Gemara already worked through all the potential tzadashavas the Gemara had perches on it. So we have a makar for shchita, we have a makar for kabbalah, we still need a makar for zrika. Says the Gemara, the amakra v'chiper olav akoyim mechatosai. We learn from there shetehei kapara l'shem chatos. V'chiper is miloshen kapara. The kapara happened with the zrika. Thus, we have a makar for shchita l'shem chatos. V'shochat oisol chatos. We have a makar for kabbalah l'shem chatos. V'loka chakoyim midam chatos. And now we have a makar for zrika l'shem chatos. V'chiper olav akoyim mechatosai. What about Hidlacha? This Dalet Avodas Adam. We only have three Makaris. Rashi says, for that you have to refer back to the Gemara in Daf Dalet, where the Gemara said that Hidlacha and Kabbalah are always the same. That being that the Torah uses a Lashon of Hidlacha when it describes Kabbalah, the Torah is telling me that any halacha that you know regarding Kabbalah applies to halacha as well. So, v'loka chakoy midam achatos, that's a makar, shetei kapolo l'shem chatos. I already know that the halacha has to be l'shem chatos as well. So, says the Gemara, ashkechan shinui kodesh, shinui b'ayla minolos. I have a makar that shinui kodesh by a carbon chatos. We work through each one of the avodas. Shinui b'ayla minolon. How do you know shinui b'ayla? Meaning the l'shdin l'shma that the Gemara proved was l'shem chatos. That's shinui kodesh. What's the makar to shinui b'ayla? Says the Gemara, oh my God, there's another pasuk. It says, v'chiper olav. That's the pasuk that was the makar to zrika l'shem chatos. V'chiper olav akoyein mechatosoy. Olav v'loy al chaveroy. Says the Gemara, ashkechon mitzvah la'akav minolan. So we found the makar, zrika shinui bailim l'mitzvah, v'chiper olav, la'akev minolan. How do you know that zrika is ma'akev shinui bailim by a carbon chatos? How do you know that a zrika shaloi l'shma by a carbon chatos shinui bailim is posel? Zakhti Gemara, Kadam Ravun Ebreid Rav Yeshua. Ravun Ebreid Rav Yeshua said in another context, he darshined a word chatosai. His drasha was, it could have said chatos, instead it said chatosai. And from chatosai, the vav yesera, Ravun Ebreid Rav Yeshua darshined a halacha. So too, hachanami, we're going to do the same thing. It says, kiper all of our koyin. That's the pasuk. Mechatosoi. It could have said mechatos. It says mechatosoi. The Vav Yaseir teaches me not only all of that. There's a din shinui bailim by zrika, but that it's going to be me'akiv. So we have a makar so far for what? Let's take a little inventory. We know that there's a din shinui kodesh by a karben chatos. We had makaris for shchita, kabbalah zrika. Once you know kabbalah, you know halacha. So we had a makar for all dalad avodah sadam. One makar. We also have a makar that zrika has to be l'shem the bailim, meaning there's a halacha of shinui bailim by zrika of a karben chatos. And I don't just have one makar for that. I have two makaris for that. I mean that I have two makaris. There's a vav yisera. The second makar teaches me that it's not only the katchila, the din shinui bailim by zrika of a karben chatos, but it's even liikuv. It says the Gemara. So ashkechon mitzvah b'shinui kodesh. I have a makar shinui kodesh l'katchila. Uzrika b'shinui bailim bein l'mitzvah bein la'akiv. What's missing? La'akiv b'chol avodas b'shinui kodesh. The fact that shaloi l'shma is ma'akiv. It's not only le'olu l'bailim l'shem chayva, but it's ma'akiv b'chol avodas b'shinui kodesh u'b'shar avodas b'shinui bailim bein l'mitzvah bein la'akiv. And as it relates to shar avodas b'shinui bailim bein l'mitzvah bein la'akiv minolon, meaning I know the din shinui kodesh by karben chatos l'mitzvah. I have one makar, so I know that there's a din l'katchila that it has to be l'shem chatos. I also know zrika l'mitzvah u'la'akev by shinui bailim. What I don't know is la'akev shinui kodesh, and I don't even know l'mitzvah, certainly not la'akev b'shar avodas other than zrika b'shinui bailim. The Mishnah says chutz min ha'pesach v'achatos, pesach shaloi l'shma, shinui kodesh, shinui bailim is ma'akev. I don't have a makar yet for that. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yoina asim mechatos nazir. You're right. For that, we're going to have to go, and we're going to have to learn another parasha of karben chatos in the Torah. Meaning, all the limudim that we had till now was discussing the classic chatos. What's the classic chatos? Somebody does an aver b'shoigik, had he done it b'mezid, it would have been chayv koris. The halach is, he has to bring a karben chatos. By the way, the Gemara is going to refer to that chatos in this sugya as a chatos chelev. Why a chatos chelev? Because if somebody eats chelev, b'mezid is chayv koris. Thus, if somebody eats chelev b'shoigik, he has to bring a karben chatos. So chatos chelev is just an example of a classic chatos, a chatos that's being brought because somebody did an aver b'shoigig she's doing a karas. It's very Rashi nemeshech of the sugya. So why do we call it a chatas chelev? Why can't we call it a chatas chilul Shabbos? Call it a chatas dam. There's many averes. There's 36 chayvi krisis. The first mishnah mesachtes krisis. So why are we discussing dafka chelev? So Rashi says mishum deshchicha tve. Apparently it was shchiach that people would eat chelev b'shoigig. So that chatas was shchiach. That's why we always refer to it as a chatas chelev. So either way, the initial occurrence that the Gemara brought was all from chatas chelev. Says the Gemara, in order to come full circle and put it all together, we're going to have to learn out halachis from another chatas, specifically the chatas nazir. So we know the nazir, bashlamas nazirusi, when he completed his nazirus, he brought three karbanas. He brought an oila, he brought a shlamim, he brought a chatas. When the Torah describes the chatas of the nazir, the chziv, the pasuk says, ve'ikrav ha'koyin lefnei Hashem, ve'osa es chatasoy, ve'es oilasoy. Darshan's the Gemara, shiyu kol asiyois l'shem chatas. We learn from there that the chatas nazir, all the asiyois, ve'osa es chatasoy, had to be l'shem chatas. We're not talking about shchita specifically or kabbalah, Zrika specifically, but rather va'asa es chatos. We're talking about all the asiyos. All the asiyos have to be l'shem chatos. Says the Gemara. Okay, ashkechon shinui kodesh. So I have now a second makar for shinui kodesh by chatos. And if I have a second makar, it means that it's not only going to be the mitzvah; it's going to be l'akev. Why does it mean that? Because one of the most important rules that you have to internalize when it comes to Seder Kachim is Shina HaKasav La'akiv. Anytime the Torah says a halacha twice in Kachim, it means it's Ma'akiv. Once it's L'mitzvah, twice it's Ma'akiv. So once I have two Makaris, I have a Makar for Shina Kodesh by Karben Chatas in the parish of Chatas Chelov. I have a Makar for Shina Kodesh by Karben Chatas in the parish of Chatas Nazar. The second one teaches me that it's not only the Katchila, it's even going to be Ma'akiv. Okay, but Shina Bailam, you know. What do we need for Shina Bailam? We know Zrika Bein L'mitzvah Bein La'akiv. We need Kabbalah ha'ilacha and shchita, shchita kabbalah ha'ilacha, bein le'mitzvah bein la'akiv. I'm Rabbi Nebrei, Rabbi Yeshua. The pasuk says va'asa es chatasoi. That same pasuk by Ayel Nazir. V'hikrav ha'koyin lefnei Hashem va'asa es chatasoi. It could have said va'asa es chatas. Instead, it said chatasoi. The Vav Yisera teaches me shinui bailim. So now I know shinui bailim not only by zrika. I know shinui bailim by va'asa, by all the asiyos. So I know shinui bailim by shchita kabbalah and hoilacha. So what's the makar? How do I know that chatas shaloi l'shma is going to be puzzle. Shini Kodesh, I have two Makairis. I have Makairis for all Dalar Avoidis in the parish of Chatas Chelev. I have Makairis for all Dalar Avoidis in the parish of Chatas Nazir. Shina Kosov La'akiv, that's why I know it's Ma'akiv. How do I know all Dalar Avoidis Shaloy Lishmaz Ma'akiv Shini Bailim? I have a Pasuk in the parsha of Chatas Chelev, the Vav Yisera, that teaches me Bein Le Mitzvah, Bein Le Akev by Zrika, and as it relates to Shechita, Kabbalah, and Hoylacha, I have this Vav Yisera in the parish of Chatas Nazar. So it comes down to a Vav Yisera in both parishes, one in the parish of Chatas Chelev, one in the parish of Chatas Nazar. If you're halting Cheshvin, you may be bothered with the Gevaldige Kasha, Rashi's Kasha. And that is, that if you need two Makairis, you need Shina Kosov La'akiv in order for it to be Ma'akiv, you don't have two Makairis for Shechita, Kabbalah, and Hoylacha by Shinui Baila. I have two Makairis, I have three Makairis for Zrika. I have Chatos Chatosai in the parish of Chatos Chelev, and I have the Vav Yisera in the parish of Shinui Bailim. So I know Zrika's Ma'akiv by Shinui Bailim. But as it relates to Shechita, Kabbalah, Hoylacha, I only have the Vav Yisera in the parish of Shinui Bailim, or in the parish of Chatas Nazar. I didn't have anything in the parish of Shinui Kodesh. So Luchura, I have two Mekoros for Zrika, but I only have one Mekor for Shechita, Kabbalah, and Hoylacha. So how do I know it's going to be Ma'akiv by all Dalar Avodas by Shinui Bailim? It's Rashi's Kasha. Rashi answers based on the Gemara, on Dav Zayin and the base, Ayin Shom. But either way, so at the end of the day, this Jerusha, the Halacha of Shinui Bailim by Chatas, Bein La Mitzvah, Bein La Akiv, it boils down to an extra Vav. In two parishes, in the parish of Chatas Chelev and in the parish of Chatas Nazar, the Torah says, it could have said va'asa es chatos. What's the chatosai? The Vav Yisera comes to teach me the halach of Shinui Bailim. Ask for Ravin Elam Ayato. If you want to go down this road and you want to start darshaning Vav Yiseras, oylas oylasai my darshes bay. That same pasuk that describes the karbanos that the nazar has to bring. So it mentions the chatos of the nazar. Veikra v'akoyin lefnei Hashem va'asas chatosai. It also mentions the oyla that the nazar used to bring. It says va'oylasai. Now if you're going to darshan the Vav in chatosai l'chura, you have to darshan the Vav in oylasai as well. So Ravina was very bothered with this gemara. Ravina said the makarta Shinui Bailim by Chatos La'akev is from Avav. How are you going to answer all the Vavs? How are you going to answer Eilasai? So the Gemara says, Ulu Ravina, Ravina, why are you only asking from the Vav and Eilasai? Read the next pasuk in the Torah. The next pasuk says that after the Nazir brings Chatosai and he brings Eilasai, it says he has to bring Minchasai, he has to bring Niskai. There was a Mincha that was involved. There were Netzachim that were involved. And there too, there's a Vav Yisera. So the Gemara is asking on Ravina's Kasha. Why is Ravina only bothered that if you're darshing the Vav Yisera in Chatosai, how are you going to darshing the Vav Yisera in Eilasai? Why is Ravina also not bothered? How are you going to darshan the Vav Yisera in Minchasai? How are you going to darshan the Vav Yisera in Niskai? So the Gemara says, Ahumi Boyle. The Gemara wasn't understood why Ravina wasn't bothered by that. Because Ravina knew what the answer was going to be. Ravina said, I'm not even asking you Minchasai and Niskai. I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that we learn from there the same thing that Chazal learned from the words Minchasai and Niskai. And that is, with regards to the Karbanos that were brought on Yontif, that also involved the Mincha and also involved Nesach. And there Chazal darshan, Balayla, Minchasai and Niskai, Mafilu Lamacha. This drush is that we learn out from whatever's extra in that pasuk. And that is that even though the Mincha and the Nesach is technically part of the Karban, and the Karban has to be brought by day, but the Mincha and the Nesachim, even though the part of the Karban can be brought by Lail, it can even be brought the next day. So Ravina understood that that's what the answer is going to be. The Vav Yisera Minchasa Miniska is going to tell me that when the Nazar brings his Chatas and his Eila, and together with his Karbanos, he has to bring a Mincha Nesachim, the Vav teaches me, Afilu Lamacha, Afilu Balayla, Oilas, Oilas, my Darshis Bey. But the Vav Yisera, the Oila, that bothered him. Vesu. The Gemara asks another Kasha. So again, Kasha number one on our Makar right now, for Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim, is that if the Makar to Shini Bailim is the Vav Yisera of Chatasai, specifically in the Parsha of the chatas that the Nazar used to bring, then you have to darshan the Vav Yisera by the oil as well. And what are you going to do with that Vav Yisera? First kasha. Second kasha is Mi Gamri Mehadadi. The whole premise of Shina Kosov La'akiv is that why would the Torah have to tell you something twice? Obviously, the second time the Torah said it's coming to teach me something, something I wouldn't have known, presumably to tell me that what it told me the first time isn't just L'mitzvah, it's L'akiv. But let's say there's a tzrichah, so why the Torah had to tell me something twice. It's coming to teach me some sort of halacha. Then Avada can't learn anything from the Shina Kasav L'akiv. Shina Kasav L'akiv is where I have nothing to do with the second time the Torah mentioned it. So it must be, it's coming to teach me L'akiv. But if there's a limud, v'asach can't uplearning from the Shina HaKasav, then obviously it's not extra, it's not extra. So I have no makar that it should be L'akiv. So Tainus the Gemara, the whole premise of this sugya is that there's a Shina Kasav. kosov lakif. I have a makar for shinui kodesh, let's say, by chatas chelev. I have a makar for shinui kodesh by chatas nazir. What do I need two makaris for? Shina kosov lakif. Now that's all presuming that I'd be able to learn chatas nazir from chatas chelev, chatas chelev from chatas nazir. So the Torah doesn't have to tell me the halach of lishma specifically by chatas chelev and chatas nazir, because I can learn one from the other. It's extra. It's extra. Shina kosov lakif. But the Gemara says, is that true? Me gamre me adadi chatas chelev and chatas nazir like gamre. I can argue that you would never be able to learn chatas chelev and chatas nazir. You know why? Because the nazir didn't just bring a chatas, he brought an oil and a shlomen as well. And that's a chumrah, it's a maila in a carbon, that it's not on its own. It comes together with a chabura. There's a beroi v'am in this hakrova. There's a chatas, there's an oil, there's a shlomen. So being that there's dalim acherim, maybe I would think, if the Torah only told me the din l'shma by the chatas nazir, maybe it's tafka by the chatas nazir that there's a din l'shma. Maybe not by a chatas chelev. And chatas nazir by chatas chelev legom. And that's poshet, that if the Torah would have only told me the halacha of l'shma by a chatas chelev and not by a chatas nazir, that's an easy perchosh. Ken karis, chatas chelev you bring because you are over an avera b'shoigig. She's dying. It's a chayvi kris. Oh, chayvi kris is the dumb lishma. Chatas nazir. Okay, he has to bring a carbon chatas. You have to even know why. But the point is that he's definitely not. He wasn't over a chayvi krisis. According to one man dom in Shas, he's a hele geyid. The nazir is a kodesh. But the point is definitely wasn't over a chayvi krisis. And maybe there is no dumb shloim lishma. What's the point? The point is not extra. If it's not extra, how do I have a shina kosov le'akiv? Elo amar Rava. Rava said, you're right. I hear. Asi mechatas mitzayro. The second makar, the shina kosov le'akiv, is not the parish of chatas nazir. It's the parish of chatas mitzayro. The mitzayro, as part of his tahira, had to bring a carbon chatas as well. And when the Torah talks about his tahira, it says va'asa hakoyen es hachatas, and we learn from there shiyu kol asiyosel l'shem chatas. It's a makar for all dalad avoidas, that all dalad avoidas have to be l'shem chatas. So I have a second makar for shinu kodesh, v'ashkechon shinu kodesh, shinu baila minole. We needed chatas nazim not only to teach me shinu kodesh, to teach me shinu baila. So if that's off the map now, we have to come out to chatas mitzayra. So I have a makar for shinu kodesh b'chatas mitzayra. What's my makar for shinu baila b'chatas mitzayra? On makra it says v'chiper al hamitaher, and we learn from there al hamitaher ze. The loy ala mitar chaveri, but the Gemara says, "Vakati mi alfim ha'dodi." Look, the same kasha that we asked, that chatas nazir is not extra. Thus, you don't have a shina kosov la'akev. We could ask by chatas mitzayra. Same exact perch. Chatas chelim mechatas mitzayra le'yalfa. Kelim chatas chelim mechatas mitzayra shken yeshim adam macherim. Because the tyrus ha'mitzayra was a complex tyre and involved adam macherim. There were other adam that was involved. There was an asham. There was an oila. Mechatas mitzayra mechatas chelim le'gamra. And chatas mitzayra kelim from chatas chelim. That's pasha shken kares. Because chatas chelim has kares. So again, I don't have anything extra l'chura in the parish of Chatas Nazir. I don't have anything extra in the parish of Chatas Mitzayra. So where's the Shina Kosov L'Akiv? I get it. There's a din l'shma by Chatas. But in order for it to be possible, kol hazvachim ksherim, chutz, min ha-pesach v'chatas, that means that it's more than just that there's a din l'shma. It's possible. And the Gemara is coming from the angle that, you know how I know it's possible? Because the Torah didn't tell it to me once. The Torah told me it twice. And that's the rule in Kachim, Shina HaKosav. Anytime the Torah repeats itself, it's La'akiv. Where's the Shina HaKosav? Avidin Chatas Chelev, Avidin Chatas Nazav, Chatas Mitzayr. The Gemara says, no Shina HaKosav. Shina HaKosav is predicated on something being miutar. There's nothing extra over here. I need Chatas Chelev, I need Chatas Nazav, I need Chatas Mitzayr. Says the Gemara, is that true? I don't know if that's true. Because I understand that I need at least two of these parashiyos. But why do I need three? Says the Gemara. Michad lo yasya. Tasty chadim yitarati. Meaning. Vahay lo yilichta. Lo yilichta brechmana b'chatas chelev. L'chura, why did Torah have to write chatas chelev? V'tasa mehanoch. Maybe I should learn chatas chelev from chatas nazir and chatas matzair. And if that's the case, chatas chelev is going to be extra. That's going to be the shina kosav lach. But the Gemara says that doesn't work. It's malahanoch shken yeshim om domim acherim. Because chatas nazir and chatas mitzayra have in common that they both come with damim acherim. The chatas nazir comes with an oila and a shlomim. The chatas mitzayra comes with an oila and an asham. But the bottom line is they both have damim acherim. So I'd never be able to learn chatas chelev from that side asham. Maybe the Torah shouldn't have written chatas nazir. That's already good. Maybe don't say chatas nazir and learn chatas nazir from chatas mitzayra and chatas chelev. What are you going to tell me? Mal chatas chelev. What was the perch in the Gemara? Karis chatas mitzayra toichiach. So the chura, that seems to be a very good sad hashava, but the Gemara says no, because mal hanoch shekin ein lohem sheila. Chatas mitzayra and chatas chelev, there's no sheila. You can't be shoyel on your achilas chelev b'shoygi. You can't be shoyel on your state
of being a metzayra. But you could be shoyl on your nazirus and now not be chayiv in the chatas nazar. So that's considered a kulos. I'd never be able to learn chatas nazar from those two, so I need a parashah of chatas nazar. And look, the rachman of chatas metzayra v'teis midach. Maybe the Torah should have written the parashah of lishma by chatas metzayra, and I could have learned it from the tzad hashava between chatas chayiv and chatas nazar. And again, it's the same tzad hashava. You're going to tell me you can't learn chatas metzayra from chatas chayiv because this chorus, chatas nazar teichich. But the Gemara says here too, you have a percha. Malakhanuch shekin ein ba'an bedalos. There's no dalos option. We don't work with you if you can't afford to bring the chatas nazar. We don't work with you if you can't afford to bring the chatas chelev. We do work with you if you can't afford to bring the chatas mitzayra. We had it in this week's parasha. It's psukim in the Torah. It's ba bedalos. That's considered a kula. So if you'd only have the din l'shma by chatas nazar, chatas chelev, I would think, yeah, chatas nazar, chatas chelev, that has a chumrah. You have to buy the real thing. You can't get away with a dalos. So maybe there is a din l'shma. Mechatesa, the same is going to be true by chatas mitzayra. So the bottom line is, we don't have a shina kasa la'akiv because we don't have an extra parsha. The Gemara thought, you know why chatas shaloi l'shma is ma'akiv? Because there's an extra parsha. I have the parsha by chatas chelev, and then I have a parsha by chatas nazar, I have a parsha by chatas mitzayra. But the Gemara says, there's nothing extra. The Torah needs to tell me the din l'shma by chatas nazar. The Torah needs to tell me the din l'shma by chatas mitzayra. Because I can never learn one from the other. I can't even learn one from two. So hajra kush. What's the makar to the halacha of shaloi lishma that it's ma'akiv bein b'shinui kodesh bein b'shinui violent as it relates to chatos, says the Gemara, elo makra, very, very poshet. You know what the makar is? I'm going to tell the outside first. The makar is going to be shina kasa v'lakiv. The question is, we only have one parsha. We don't have two parshas. Any additional parsha is really one parsha. I have one parsha for chatas chelev. I have one parsha for chatas nazar. I have one parsha for chatas mitzayr. The Torah says it's true. But we know that all karbanos have a din l'shma. How do we know that? Because the Torah said it by shlom. And once the Torah said it by shlom, and we have the hekish. And even for the three karbanos that aren't mentioned, Pesach, Bechor, and Meiser, even that, the Gemara said, B'yem tzavseis b'nei Yisrael l'akiv is karbanei hem. The rabbis, even those karbanos, every single karban, even the ones not mentioned before in that pasuk, are hukish l'shlom. And if shlom has a din l'shma, all karbanos have a din l'shma. Included in all karbanos is chatas. Chatas is mentioned in the pasuk. So the fact that there's a din l'shma by a carbon chatas, I know. I know that from the hekish. Now the Torah went ahead and wrote another parash of l'shma by chatas. By chatas chelev. What do I need it by chatas chelev for? Oh, it's an extra parasha. Why is it extra? Because the ikka din l'shma I know from shlomim. I know from the hekish. I know that from davdalit already. Shina kasav lakiv. And the Torah did the same thing by the chatas nazar. Why? Shina kasav lakiv by chatas nazar as well. And the Torah did the same thing by chatas mitzayra. Why? Shina kosav laki by chatas mitzayra. Oh well, makro. Let's see it inside. Zayis atayr lo elu b'lemincha. Akisha kosav l'shabbat. Mash shlomim ben shina kodesh ben shina b'aylim lishmol mitzvah. Chatas ben shina kodesh ben shina b'aylim lishmol mitzvah. Hilchach mitzvah mishlomim. Gemara is very articulate, beautiful. Speaks it out very nicely. Said ikur din of lishma I know already from the carbon shlomim. V'hanach krayi, and all these psukim that we had is all laki. So that's how I know the din laki. But the Gemara says we're not done yet. Because when the Mishnah says, Kol Azrachim, Shein Nizbuchu Shaloi L'shman K'sherim, Elo Shaloi Olu L'bailu L'shem Chayva, the Mishnah, Chutz Min HaPesach V'Achatos, Chatos includes all Karbanos Chatos. Every single Chatos has this halacha that Shaloi L'shma is ma'ak. And we just saw now that not all Chatos were created equally. We have the Chatos Chelev, we have the Chatos Nazar, we have the Chatos Mitzayra, and the Gemara fleshed out this Musag, that each chatas needs its own independent makar, because I can't necessarily learn one from the other. So we address, says the Gemara, three types of chatas. The classic chatas, the chatas chela, the chatas nazar, and the chatas mitzayra. But there's two other parashas of chatas that the Gemara didn't address yet. Outside first. The chatas of Avodah Zarah. So if you remember from Sachtas Ha'irias, there's two parshias, be'ikr, of chatas that a person does if he doesn't have aver b'shoyki. You have parshas Vayikra, and then there's parshas Shlach. Parshas Vayikra talks about all averis with the exception of Avodah Zarah. Parshas Shlach discusses if a person's oved Avodah Zarah b'shoyki, he too has to bring a karban chatas. What's the difference between someone that does Avodah Zarah b'shoyki or somebody does a regular chayvi krisis b'shoyki? A regular chayvi krisis b'shoyki, you have an option to bring either a kizba or a se'ira, a female sheep or a female goat. If somebody
somebody does avoid the zara b'shogeg, it had to be the seira. It had to be dafka the goat. It couldn't be the sheep. But the bottom line is, it's a separate parsha. Being that it's in a separate parsha, it's a parsha shlach. So mehechet hesi, just because I have a makar, I have a shina kosav la'akev in the ikur parsha of chatas chelov, does that necessarily mean I can apply it to chatas avoid the zara? So when the Mishnah says chutz min ha'pesach v'chatas, it means even a chatas avoid the zara that loch is shloy l'shmaz ma'ak mehechet hesi. Maybe shloy l'shmaz not ma'akev when it comes to chatas avoid the zara. Shouldn't I need another makar? The second parsha of chatas that the Torah didn't address is the parsha of korban oil v'yayir. There's some chatas, namely three, that are, the Torah says you have to bring korban chatas, but you have an option. We'll work with you. If you can't afford the kizba this era, you can bring shnei Torah v'shnei b'nei yayin. If you can't afford that, you can bring the korban dali dalas. You can even bring a korban mincha. What are those three things? Shvuas eidus, shvuas bitoy, and tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Being that those parshas are unique, they have this phenomenal kula of oil of the yoyred, so l'chura, I should need maybe a separate makar, and that's the spirit of the whole daf. We need a makar for each sug chatos. So maybe I need a makar for those chatos as well, that halacha shalei l'shma is ma'akev. So the Gemara holds we're not done yet, meaning, v'ash, k'chon chatos chelet, tichsiv balachatos. And we also found a makar for chatos nazim, chatos mitzoyra, chatos davidus k'chavim, u'deshmias ha'kol, that's shvuas eidos, u'bitis fasayim, that's Shvua Sheker, the Tumas Mikdash, the Kadashav, the like Sivahu, and they have a kula that they're oil of Yoyred, Minalon. How do you know that Shaloy Lashma is ma'akiv there as well? So the Gemara says, Chatas Davidus Kechavim, Asya, Michatas Chelev. Chatas Davidus Kechavim, that's not Shver. Because although it's true, the Shina HaKosid is in the parish of Chatas Chelev, in parish of Zayikra. It's not in parish of Shlach that talks about Avodah Zarah, but at the end of the day, why can't I learn Avodah Zarah from Chatas Chelev? What are you going to tell me? What's the Chumra that Chatas Chelev has? Chorus. Avodah Zarah Zoichet HaChayvei Kriso. So that's easy, Tainas the Gemara. V'hanuch Kulu. And as it relates to the others, which others? The ones that are Aba'oyle V'yoyred. So there I could say, Asyom B'mahatzad, I could learn it out from the Tzad HaShava. What's the Tzad HaShava? You're going to tell me you can't learn it from Chatas Chelev, because Chatas Chelev has Chorus. So Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav has Chorus. But you can't learn Shvuas Ha'edos and Shvuas Bitoy, because Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Bitoy aren't Chorus. Chatas Mitzoyra and Chatas Nazar Toichiach. You can't tell me that maybe there's a kula that there's oil of the yoyred by these three, because chatas mitzayra is also baba dalas. Tosis asks Akasha, by the way, the mitzayra was baba dalas, but the mitzayra didn't have dali dalas. As opposed to the carbon oil of the yoyred, they didn't just have dalas, they had dali dalas. Maybe that's a kula that you have dali dalas by the oil of the yoyred, but you don't have dali dalas by mitzayra. Either way, if you want a more extended version of what the Gemara means when it says, v'hanach kuli asim b'ma'atzad, ayim b'rashi, but the bottom line is, tain is the Gemara. We have it all worked out. We have a makar for chatas chelev. We have a makar for chatas nazir. We have a makar for chatas mitzayra. We have a makar for chatas avodah zarah. And we have a makar for shvuas eidos, shvuas bitu, and tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, despite the fact that they're the karbonos chatas that have an oil of yoyer. Thus, when the Mishnah says, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shalei lishman ksherim ela shalei olu l'bayim l'shem choy v'chutz min ha'pesach v'achatas, it means every single carbon chatas, every chatas has this halacha that shalei lishma is going to be possible. Incidentally, we're going to see soon on Daf Tes, where the Gemara is going to get involved with another type of chatas that actually wasn't mentioned in the sugya, so we'll get to that already on the next daf. Either way, exhale. So we completed the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah that discusses all kabbanos shalei lishma, shinui kodesh, shinui bailam are kosher, but at the same time, v'li olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, ha-pesach bizmana, when we say that a pesach shalei lishma is pasul, it means dafka if the carbon pesach was brought bizmana. What's the zman to bring the carbon pesach? Erev pesach ben arbayim. That's when the yidden used to bring the carbon pesach, and that is considered zman shel pesach. So bizman shel pesach, the shechita kabbalah lachas rigil was done shaloi d'shma shivi kodesh inu b'aylam. That's the halacha that the pesach is going to be possible. But if it's shaloi bizmana, it's mashur from the Mishnah, it's not going to be possible. Hachatas the Mishnah said b'cholzman, says the Gemara, a braisa that elaborates on this halacha a little bit. Tanu rabbanon pesach bizmanoi, the carbon pesach that was brought bizmanoi l'shmoi, if it was brought l'shem pesach kosher. Obviously, that's what you're supposed to do. That is the mitzvah of carbon pesach. Shaloi l'shmoi, if the carbon pesach was brought bizmanoi shaloi l'shmoi pasul. That's the Mishnah. U'b'shayimai sashano, if somebody has a carbon pesach, meaning he went to his behema and said, Harezu pesach, I want this to be a carbon pesach. So this animal right now was kadosh b'kedushas pesach. But it's shaloi bizmanoi, it's rishchodesh nisan. He's preparing for Yontif. It's not Pesach yet. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And now he goes and he brought this animal to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen was makrifat. So what's the halacha? Says the Braisa, Lishma, if we brought it Lashem Pesach, Pasul, then it's going to be Pasul. Why? So Rashi says it's Pasul, because you brought it Lashem Pesach, and it's not this man of Pesach, so obviously it's going to be Pasul. You don't need a limud for that. Shaloi Lishmai Kasher. If, however, this Karban Pesach was brought Shaloi Bizmanoi, Shaloi Lishma, then it's going to be kosher. And that's the chiddush of the Braisa, and that's what the Gemara is going to elaborate on right now. Minohani Mili, says the Gemara. So how do you know that a Karban Pesach that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, Shaloi Bizman, not Erev Pesach Ben Arbaim, and it's also Shaloi Lishma, it was brought Lashem Shlomen, for example, Lashem Oila, it was brought Lashem some other carbon, that the halacha is, it's going to be kosher. Zok the Gemara, Amar Avuah de Shmuel Amar Kro. It's learned from the following pasuk, a pasuk in the parish of Shlomen. It says, Ve'im minatzoin karbonoi lezevach Shlomen Lashem. If the Shlomen that a person is bringing is minatzoin, he decides that it should be sheep. What does sheep mean? What does tzoyin mean? Either sheep or goats. That's the definition of tzoyin. So, imen atzoyin karbonoi, lezevach shlomim lashem. So, he darshin, dover habom in atzoyin, yehe lezevach shlomim. So, something was extra in this pasuk. And Avuah de Shmuel said that, you know what the beer in this pasuk is? We're talking about a dover habom in atzoyin. Something that the Torah says has to be tzoyin. Which carbon had to be bom in atzoyin? The Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach had to be min hatzoyin. So we're referring not to a shlomen, but v'im min hatzoyin karbonoi. We're talking about a carbon that has to be min hatzoyin, says the Torah, lezevach shlomen l'Hashem. It should be a shlomen. Now when does a Karban Pesach become a shlomen? A Karban Pesach is a Karban Pesach, a Karban shlomen is a Karban shlomen. So Avuah de Shmuel said, when is it negeya, this halacha, when is it, what's this halacha that a Karban Pesach is a shlomen? You know what it's negeya? It's negeya where it was brought, shaloi bezmanoi, shaloi l'shma, Pesach shaloi bezmanoi, when it's hukrav shaloi l'shma, it gets a din of a carbon shlomo. Now, just to clarify, we're going to see more about this on daf tes, but just to clarify, the way this works is that a carbon pesach in its natural state, even shaloi bezmanoi, is technically a carbon pesach. But what we're discussing is where the Kohen had a kavana of shaloi l'shma. The kavana of shaloi l'shma is oiker the status of this animal from being a carbon pesach to instead having a din of a shlomen. But al kopon of im and atzoin karboni lezevach shlomen lashem, that teaches me that dover abom and atzoin yehi lezevach shlomen. Says the Gemara of im shlomen im midiach rinilon. Look, this pasuk is clearly talking about, it's in the parish of shlomen, right? So we're talking about a carbon shlomen. And in fact, the halacha that we're saying is a halacha regarding a shlomen. That what happens if the pesach was brought with a machshava shaloi l'shma, doesn't become an oil, it becomes a shlomim. Why does it become a shlomim? Because that's what the pasuk says. The imen atzayin karbani l'zevach shlomim. But tainas the Gemara, maybe the only time the Pesach becomes a shlomim, and how did it become a shlomim, a yidei the machshava shaloi l'shma, is if the machshava shaloi l'shma was also a machshava l'shem shlomim. Meaning maybe shlomim, that's featured prominently in this pasuk, is l'ikuva, in the sense that only if the machshava was l'shem shlomim does it become a shlomim. But maybe a Pesach, shaloi l'shma, where it was l'shem oila, maybe it doesn't have that halacha that it becomes a shlomim. Meaning we're using the word shlomim to tell me what the Pesach becomes if it was karev, shaloi bezman, shaloi l'shma. But what does the machshava shaloi l'shma have to be? Whatever, as long as it's shaloi l'shma, tanya's gonna make a taste. Maybe when the Torah says shlomim, tanti b'mashma. Number one, shaloi b'zman and shaloi l'shma, it becomes a shlomim. Number two, the only time the machshava shaloi l'shma makes it into a shlomim when it was machshava l'shem shlomim. But machshava l'shem another carbon, maybe you're not gonna have that halach. Am Rabbi Eila, am Rabbi Yochanan, lezevach. The rabbis call zevach. The pasuk says v'im anatzayin karbani lezevach shlomim. Could it say v'im anatzayin karbani shlomim? It said lezevach shlomim. Lezevach is marbe kol zevach. Doesn't matter what the machshava shaloi l'shma was. Any type of carbon, as long as it was shaloi l'shma, wasn't l'shem Pesach, shaloi b'zmano, it becomes l'shlom. So once you're going down this road and you're using the word zevach l'rabbis, so why you only use the word zevach l'rabbis no matter what the machshava shaloi l'shma was? It automatically becomes a shlom. And maybe zevach means more than that. Maybe zevach means that it's possible for the Pesach, shaloi b'zmano, shaloi l'shma, to become any type of carbon. How so? The Torah says shlomim.
So what then is lezevach? Maybe as follows. If you think l'shem shlomim, then it becomes a shlom. But maybe if the machshava shloy l'shmo was l'shem oila, for example, l'shem b'chor, l'shem meiser, l'shem some other carbon, so maybe the halach is it's going to become that carbon. Meaning, it says shlomim clearly, but it also says lezevach. Lezevach is marba. So why is lezevach only marba in what the definition of the machshava shloy l'shmo is? Maybe lezevach should be marba in what this carbon could become. And maybe the gedder advarim is Pesach shaloi bezman and shaloi l'shma becomes whatever you thought you wanted it to be. So if you thought shaloi l'shma shlomim, it's the vertash shlomim. If you thought shaloi l'shma something else, it becomes something else. Says the Gemara, yeah, v'ksiv l'shlomim v'zevach the garment. Had the Torah said first l'shlomim and then v'zevach, I would have learned it that way. Meaning the imen atzayin karbonoi l'shlomim, it could become a shlomim v'zevach, and it could become another type of carbon as well. I would say v'zevach is defining the type of carbon it could become. V'zevach shlomim. So we dashen it l'chol b'shachet le shlomim lahave. It only could become a shlomim. It's l'zevach shlomim. The only thing it could ever become is a shlomim. But at the same time, l'zevach is marba. What's a marba? That even if the machshava shloim l'shma was l'shem another carbon. But in terms of what this carbon can be, the pesach shloim b'zman and shloim l'shma can only become a shlomim. Fake the Gemara. So essentially, what I have over here is a pasuk that's telling me halacha not in carbon shlomim, but really more halacha in carbon pesach, and tell me that a pesach that's karev shloim bezman shloim l'shma, doesn't matter what the machshava shloim l'shma is, it becomes a shlomim. And the Gemara in the Hemshech came out that although the pasuk is clearly talking about shlomim, which sounds like the machshava shloim l'shma has to be l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim, but it also says lezevach, and lezevach is marba other things. Tanya's the Gemara. Every time you have this in Shas, where you have a pasuk that has a word that's all inclusive, and then you have a word that is more confined. What are you darshan? Klal uprat. Lezevach tanya's the Gemara. Why don't we say klal? Shlomim prat. Klal uprat. In bechalal lemashe beprat. Shlomim in midiachrin iloy. Why don't we say that lezevach? It's true in theory is marba everything. But if a second later the Torah says shlomim, doesn't that mean you have a klal uprat? Say you want to know why the Torah said lezevach? I don't know. It's a kash on every klal uprat. But the bottom line is at the end of the day I have a klal uprat. Klal uprat in bechalal lemashe beprat. So what should the halacha be? Only if the machshava shloim l'shma was l'shem shlomim is the halacha to become a shlomim. But if the machshava l'shloim l'shma was for something else, it shouldn't become a shlomim. Zok the Gemara, l'ashem hadavikileo. It's true. L'zevach is a klal. Shlomim is a prat. But then it says l'ashem. That's the next word. V'imen atzoyin karboni l'zevach shlomim l'ashem. The second l'ashem is a second klal. What you have over here is klal pratu klal. Frank the Gemara, maskele Rabbi Yaakov in our pocket. Haloi domi klal lo basro lo klal lo kamo. Look here, you can't make a klal pratu klal over here because don't the two klals have to be the same? Why are these two klals not the same? Klal lo kamo marbi zvachim. The first klal says l'zevach. What is l'zevach marba? Any zevach. Zevach is miloshen mehema, miloshen shchita. Only animals had shchita. But there were other things that were carved on the mizbeach that didn't involve shchita. For example, the mincha didn't have shchita. Oifos had malika. They didn't have shchita. So the klala kama is marbi zvach and the sula. Klala basra is lashem. And that's mashma kolda lashem. Va'afilu le'oifos. Va'afilu le'menoches. So how can you make a klal pratu klal? L'chura, the two klalim aren't the same, says the Gemara. Tanu b'Rabbi Yishmael. B'klal yibradi darsh ka'gav. Tanu b'Rabbi Yishmael, who of course is the author of the klal prat klal, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, so he in his yeshiva in Devei Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they used to say you could dash on the klal prat klal even if the two klals are not the same. Bottom line is, what do you have over here? You have lezevach klal, shlomim prat, lashem klal. Klal pratu klal iatudon elikeina prat. Ma prat mafurishu shaloi l'shma v'kosher. Av koshu shaloi l'shma v'kosher. What's unique about the prat? Shlomim, you're bringing a pesach. We're talking about a carbon pesach. And you're having a machshav of shlomim. What's the halacha? It becomes a shlomim. So we learn from there that the same is going to be true. It doesn't matter if it's shlomim or anything that's kein shlomim. It's keina prat. If it's a different type of carbon and you have a machshav of l'shem that, the halacha is that it's going to have a din of a shlomim. If the prat is shlomim, I could still argue that it's not all karbanos that are learned out ke'ena prat. Maybe only a carbon that's similar to shlomim. Shlomim in that it's bab and nedav and nedava. So oilav shlomim in chatos for asham loy. Maybe a pesach shaloy bezmanoy where it was karev l'shem chatos or l'shem asham. Being that they're not bab and nedav and nedava, so they're not nilmad from the cloud prat to cloud of shlomim in the pasuk imenat zayim karbonoy. The zevach shlomim l'shem. Maybe it doesn't have this halacha that it has a din of a shlomim. So the Gemara says you're right. We don't have a cloud prat to cloud. If what we had was a cloud prat to cloud, I wouldn't know that no matter what the machshava shaloi l'shma is, the halach is, it would be a shlomim. Yet the halacha is that no matter what the machshav is shloi lishma is, it's a shlavim. So how then do I learn it from this pasuk? L'chura, klalu prat, ein b'chlal olamasha b'prat. Klal prat u'klal, that's not marbit either. Ella says, Gemara, you have to say lezevach ribohu. You have to say that the way you dash in this pasuk is, the Torah is telling me halacha regarding shlom. And then the Torah uses the word zevach. Zevach is a riboy, it's an extra word, and it's marba shar karbonis as well. How do you have a right to use lezevach as a riboy, to be marba all karbonis, even more than kein aprat? L'chura, aren't you obligated to look at the word lezevach as a klal, so that shlomo will be a prat? And in the best case scenario, Lashem is the second klal. So you have a klal prat to klal, but at the end of the day, you don't have more than ke'ena prat. You can't be mar b'chatas v'ashem. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is, it's true that lezevach has a klal. But I'm not going to darshan lezevach has a klal. I'm going to darshan lezevach has a riboy. I'm just going to use it as an extra word. I'm going to be mar b'everything. Even things that are not doim to shlom. I mean, if you want to go down that road, you could always do that. Anytime you have a klal or prat, so why don't you say, oh, the first klal is not a klal. The first klal is a riboy. I'll be mad by everything. Klal uprat ein b'chlal ela masha b'prat. Klal prat uklal ein b'chlal ela ke'ein masha b'prat. But if I have a kroy yoseir, I have a riboy, I can do whatever I want with a riboy. That's what the Gemara just did. The Gemara said it's true. Based on Rabbi Shmuel's Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Ben, if you looked at Lezevach as a klal, I can't be marba u'machshav v'shaloi l'shmo in this din of Pesach shaloi v'zman v'shaloi l'shmo. But I'm not looking at Lezevach as a klal. I'm looking at it as a riboy. So how do you know when to look at it as a klal, when to look at it as a riboy? So Rashi addresses the bottom Rashi. It's a little above my pay grade, but the bottom line is Rashi says that we're the klal. Not terrible. That's why I said a little. With a word, with the gather of the klal uprat is the mashmois hamikra, says Rashi. Where it's the pshutay shal mikra, the klal, then you could say klal prat or klal prat or klal. But when the klal is not the pshutay shal mikra, meaning when the pshutay shal mikra is not really mashma the klal, then you don't necessarily darshan as a klal prat or klal. So Rashi gives two examples of when you do say klal prat or klal. The second one is the easier one. Mina behema, klal. Mina behema sounds like the entire animal kingdom, everything. Then it says, Bakar Vitzoyin. Oh, that's already a prat. So, Behema, the Pshutay Shal Mikra is all Behemas. Tzoyin Ubakar, that's a prat. It's mashma only Tzoyin, only Bakar. So, that is a klal of prat. Because the Pshutay Shal Mikra of Minah Behema is the klal. But where you have Lezevach Shlobim, the Taitch of Lezevach is not all Karbonis. The Taitch of Lezevach Rashi says it's part of the name. It's not Shlobim, it's Lezevach Shlobim. It's part of the name. But the point is, it's not the Pshutay Shal Mikra and Lezevach Chatas Asham Lemilu and Bchar Meiser Pas. That's not what it means. So, if that's not what it means, you don't have to darshan it as a klal. Maybe you're not supposed to even darshan it as a klal. The Gemara over here is darshan it as a riboy. The riboy is marba, not only Shlobim, but all Karbonis. Again, what's the halacha? A Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi, Shaloi Lishma. The halacha is, it's kosher. The reason is because once you think shaloi bezmanu, shaloi lishma, it doesn't matter what the shaloi lishma was. It could be you thought l'shem shlomim, l'shem oyla, l'shem chatas. It doesn't matter what it was, as long as it wasn't l'shem pesach. As long as it was shaloi lishma, what's the halacha? It automatically becomes a shlomim. Something happens. It's nekar the shem pesach. It's chalanet a shem shlomim. We're going to see the Gemara is going to say you brought the Nesachim, all the halachas of Shlomim apply now to this carbon. But Asher Negel in Yenenu is if it's a Shlomim and it's Shaloi L'Shma, Shlomim Shaloi L'Shma is kasher, because that's included in Kol HaZvach and Shenizbuk and Shaloi L'Shma Gzer. Now is it Olu L'Bailu L'Meshem Chayva? No, obviously. I mean, it was a Pesach to begin with anyways. If this person was Chayiv Shlomim, he can't be Yotze with this Shlomim. It's like Olu L'Bailu L'Meshem Chayva. It's like Gara from any other carbon that Shaloi L'Shma. But at the end of the day, what you end up with is a Shlomim Shaloi L'Shma. If you end up with a shlomim, I mean, what if you thought l'shem shlomim and now it became shlomim? Maybe that's a l'shlomim l'shma. I'm not sure. But for sure, if you thought l'shem oyla and it became a shlomim, it's like a shlomim l'shem oyla. The bottom line is, that is the dot. So as it relates to Raid, last night we went through the Yodua Umeforsim Diga Shtickle from Moron Rizalevi, the Brisker Rav, as it relates to understanding Machshava Shaloi Lishma by Kachin. We mentioned that the Brisker Rav was Mechadish, that although the conventional way of understanding how a Machshava Shaloi Lishma impacts a carbon, as it relates to Kol HaZvachim, it would make it Lo'yolu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva. As it relates to a Pesach and a Chatas, it would actually make it possible, is being that there's a Din Lishma that the Dalet Avodas Adam have to have, when you're Mechashiv Shaloi Lishma, you're lacking the Lishma, and because you're lacking the Lishma, Memela, the Avoda, Memela, the carbon is going to be possible. Now, if you didn't have any Machshava at all,
even though then too you didn't have a machshava lishma, it would be kosher because that's Rava's Chiddush on that base on the base stomach kosher. But the point is, the conventional way of understanding shaloi lishma and how it makes a carbon puzzle is because there's a din le'ikuva on some level for a carbon to be brought lishma, and to the extent you mechashev shaloi lishma, the carbon is lacking one of the key ingredients that makes it kosher, and as a result, the carbon is now going to be puzzle. But the Biskarov was mechadish that's not the way it works. The Brisker Rav said that once Rava said that when it comes to kachim, stomach kasher, that means that if you do the avoid of a carbon, regardless of whether you mechashiv lishma, whether you think stama, or even if you mechashiv shaloi lishma, the carbon is always going to be brought lishma. That's the idea of zvachim bestam lishman oimdim, and as a result, it's a chalois that's built into the carbon. That when you do avoda with a carbon, it's automatically karev lishma. If that's the case, why is it that when you have a machshava shaloi lishma, the halacha is it's le'olu l'bailam l'shem chayva, or the halacha is that it's going to be puzzle? It's because there's a new din that you have in the sugya of lishma by kachim that states that if you do the avoda and you have a machshava shaloi lishma, that machshava is going to be paiseles. That machshava is going to make the carbon possible. It's not that when you have a machshava shaloi lishma, the carbon's lacking a lishma, and it's for that reason the carbon's possible. Your machshava shaloi lishma has no ability to make the carbon lacking the lishma. Zvachim bistam lishman oimdim means that it's built in, it's automatic. The reason when you have a machshava shaloi lishma, the halacha is that it's going to be pasel is because that machshava has the ability to pasel. Just like there's a machshava called chutzlis manoi, there's a machshava called chutzlim koimoi, there's another machshava that's called shaloi lishma. That machshava is a bomb that has an ability to make a carbon pasel. And if you think about it, the Brisker Rav was saying a chiddush in stama lishma b'kachim, and the Brisker Rav was saying a chiddush in machshava shaloi lishma b'kachim. The chiddush the Brisker Rav was saying by stama lishma b'kachim is that the taich of stama lishma is not that when you do an avoda stama, that's enough in order for the carbon to be kosher. In order for a carbon to be kosher, you have to have lishma. The chiddush of stama lishma is that when you do it stama, it's automatically lishma. Ah, you thought stama, you didn't think lishma. How could your stama become a lishma? It's because the chiddush of stama lishma says that a carbon is automatically brought lishma. And being that it's automatically brought lishma, even when you're thinking stama, even when you're thinking shaloi lishma, it's going to be considered that you brought it lishma. That's a chiddush in the havana of stama. Brisker Rav also said a chiddush in how shaloi lishma passes a carbon. Pasha, you would think shaloi lishma passes a carbon because now that it was shaloi lishma, you don't have lishma, you don't even have stama. Mimeli, you're lacking what you need, it's going to be pasul. Brisker Rav is being a chiddush. No. Once you understand chiddush A, you can't say that anymore because the carbon is mimeli, it's automatically lishma. Even when you're thinking shaloi lishma, why then is shaloi lishma going to pasul the carbon? It's because of a tzveta din. It's a concept that's unique to the sugya of lishma by kachim, something you don't find by ksivas haget ubishar mekaymes, which states that if you have a machshava shaloi lishma while you're doing an avoda, while you're bringing a carbon, the carbon is going to be pasul. As for that reason, this carbon now is going to be a problem. We mentioned that the Brisker Rav and Sefer brings two rayas gedolos from sugyas hashas tiz yisoid. The one we mentioned last night that's worth chazering is the Rav's raya from the Gemara. And Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara said that Amar Rav Chata sheshachta l'shum oilas psula, Chata sheshachta l'shum chulin is going to be ksheira. What's the difference? The mina machriba, the lad mina loy machriba. And the way the Gemara came out on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Elo Amar Rava, it's really based on a pasuk. V'lo yichalu as kachim b'nei Yisrael. We learn from there kachim mechalim kachim, ein chulim mechalim kachim. Said the Brisker Rav, I don't understand the idea of chatas l'shum oila being possible, but chatas l'shum chulin being kosher. Every chatas l'shum chulin, even if you want to tell me that machshava is not a machshava apiselas, because the lav mino loy machriba, and there's a pasuk of kachem mechalim kachem ein chulin mechalim kachem, but at the end of the day, you don't have lishma, right? You didn't think lishma, you thought l'shum chulin. And in this case, you don't even have stama, because you didn't think stama, you thought l'shum chulin. If that's the case, how could it be kosher? Said the Brisker Rav, this is my grosser raya, that really,
Even when you have a machshava l'shem chulin, or even if you have a machshava l'shem oila, it's always considered l'shma. And the gedder of stama l'shma is not its stama, but that's enough. No, the gedder of stama l'shma is that when it's stama, you really have a l'shma. Why then is a machshava shloi l'shma a problem? Because there's a din. There's something called a machshava piselis. The mina machriba, the lab mina loy machriba. Kachim mechalim, kachim echulim, mechalim, kachim teaches me that in order for something to be considered a machshava piselis, it has to be a machshava on kachim. It has to be a chatas l'shem oila. If it's going to be a chatas l'shem chulim, it's not going to be a problem. But what's the kasha? Every chatas l'shem chulim, tape aglay, you're missing l'shma because it's not even stoma. The teretz is, you can never remove the lishma from a carbon. The only thing you could do is create a machshava hapiseles, being that kachim mechal and kachim, ve'in chulim mechal and kachim, this would not create a machshava hapiseles. Priskarov said, it's very gishmak, the lashon of the Rambam in Perik Gimel Huchos Psuli HaMikdashim, with the Rambam, when he talks about the concept of machshavos, that a poisle is a carbon, he says, sholosh machshavos same. The Rambam says, there's three types of machshavos that can make a carbon possible. There's something called machshavos sholosh lishma, there's machshavos chutz lezmanim, and there's machshavos chutz lemkoymoy. The fact that a machshavos sholosh lishma makes a carbon possible is because it's a machshava apiselos, that's like chutz lezmanim, chutz lemkoymoy. You did everything right. Narvos, you had a bad machshava. The machshava is what's wrong with this carbon. When you have a machshava shaloi lishma, the pashat, the havana, is not that you did everything right. Narvos, you had this bad thought. By you having this bad thought, you're lacking in the machshava of lishma. The machshava shaloi lishma is just a hechetimtza to not have lishma, to not even have a stama lishma. Vas zok the Rambam sholish machshavis, and how could the Rambam put b'chad a machta a machshava shaloi lishma with the machshava of chutz lezman and chutz mekoyim? Said Marna Griz, it's muchach this you say. It's muchach that really stama lishma means that you're always going to have lishma. It's just that when you have the machshava shaloi lishma, that machshava is a bomb that has the ability to knock out the carbon. No different than chutz lezman and chutz coming. That's why the Rambam put it all together. The Rambam said, "Shalosh machshavasim." Skirov said it's mafurish that way in Rashi, Menachas, Tabez, and Medbez, where Rashi also stelts to the pasuk, the lav in the Torah of loye chashev when it comes to understanding. When it comes to understanding how machshava shaloi lishma works, again, clearly implying that the gather of a machshava shaloi lishma is not that when I have a machshava shaloi lishma, I'm lacking lishma and in mail the carbon spasal. I'm never lacking the lishma. Because stama lishma says, zvachim lishma heim oimdim, it's automatically built into the carbon. It's just that when I have the machshava shaloi lishma, there's a bad machshava that has the ability to pasal, just like chutz lezman and chutz lemkoyim. If that's the case, it's nichal in the lav of the Torah, like Rashi says, regarding lo yichashiv. Another thing that Briskirov said, very stark, is that with this you could understand a yishuv to Tosfos Kasha on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, because the emes is the signon of the first week of Daf Yomi here in Masechet Zvachim is all the different drashas and all the different limudim. How you know that a machshava shloi l'shma passes? Learned out from Shlomim. There's a hekish zayisat Torah loy l'mincha v'schatas v'lemiluim v'luzevach Hashlomim. Who la'akev moitzus v'sechet tishmar? There's a whole bunch of limudim that really teaches us this halacha. Fake Tosfos. There's another gemara. There's a gemara that mevava mitbeis on the mishnah of l'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach, where the gemara says that you know how you know that there's a din l'shma when it comes to kachim. It's learned out from a pasuk in the parsha of the korban oila. Vayikra aleph tes v'hikter akoyin es akoyl hamizbeicha oila ishei reach nichayich l'shem oila. That's how you know shinu kodesh ishei is l'shem ishim reach l'shem reach nichayich l'shem nichayich l'shem l'shem hashem. The Sakasha, how did the first perek of Masechet Zvachim forget about this drosha? I have two sugis ashas that seem to not be in tandem with each other. L'chura, what's these two limudim? Taisvah says a little bit of a doichik. Rashi, the Biskarov was mechiach, couldn't learn like Taisvah's pshat. So the Biskarov said that lafi hanal yesh loymar, that the two sugis are the two dinim that you have in kachem. Mem vav on the base is the ikar alocha of l'shem shisha dvar mazavach nizbach. And regarding that alocha, there's a din stama l'shma, and that's why ultimately, practically speaking, l'maisa doesn't really play itself out so much in afgamina. But the bottom line is, there's a din that a carbon has to be l'shma. That's learned out from oilo ishe reach nichayach l'shem. The first perek of Masechet Zvachim is teaching me the halachis of the machshava hapiseles called shaloi l'shma. How do you know that if I do a shchita with a shinui bailam or a shinui kodesh, the halach is it's going to make the carbon like all of the bailam l'shem chayva, or by a pesach and a chatas it's going to make it possible? How do I know by kabbalah? How do I know by loch? How do I know by zrika? That's the first perek. There's two sugyas in shas because there's two dinim as it relates to understanding the halach is of kachem. Either way, this is the Briskarov's Mefursim Degi Yesod.
I don't think I'm going at it on a limb by saying it's likely the most famous shtickle Torah that the Brisker Rav gave the Olam HaYeshivas. But as promised, just to take this one tefach tiefer and talk a little bit about the postscript, some anecdotes as it relates to how the Olam tumbled in the Kosle Beis Medrash regarding this Yisoid from the Brisker Rav. So we're going to mention three Ha'aras, and all three of them are very prominently featured in the Sefer Avoyvam. This is in the Madura Tinyana in Harbe Hoysafos on Masechta Zvachim that was written by Yedidi Hagoyin, a generational talent, Rabbi Luzer Rubin. So we've had the schos to quote from Sifrei Avayvam over the years. Zvachim, 7.5 years ago, Bava Kamo, Sachtes Makis, Vadvarim Atikin. But he put out, did Rabbi Luzer Rubin right now with COVID, Zvachim Dav Beis, a new Madura with about 500 extra pages. And just to quote Rabbi Luzer Rubin's own thought of what Sefer Avoyvam is, and don't kill the messenger, this is an exact quote. Gam atayochel lumoy b'yeshivas brisk. You too can learn in yeshivas brisk. Kachas ha-sefer Avoyvam l'toich b'yisecho. Take the Sefer Avoyvam into your house. V'ato nichnas miyad. And immediately, meaning you don't have to wait a year, you can enter immediately el hashir shal moron ha-goyin rabbi from Yeshua ha-levi shlita. But either way, this is the hack. And a lot of the Torah of us tutzachin in shir from Rav Yeshua Levi, that's what's going on in the Sefer Avoyvam. It's a must-have if you're sitting down or learning Zvachim with the Brisker Rav. But either way, so three ha'aris, all of which are in the Sefer Avoyvam. The first ha'ari is, and just to be makdim, one of the pratim in the Brisker Rav that we mentioned last night was that the Brisker Rav said that there's l'chura big nafkemina between his understanding of how a machshava shaloi lishma works versus the conventional way of understanding how a machshava shaloi lishma works. Again, conventionally, yes, the man on the street. What's the reason that a machshava shaloi lishma impacts a carbon, like alu l'baylam l'shem chayba, or even worse, pasal, is because there's a din that a carbon has to be lishma, and to the extent that you have a machshava shaloi lishma, the carbon doesn't have the lishma that it needs. It's for that reason it's going to be pasal. Skirov was mechadish, based on everything that we just mentioned, that's not the way it works. Really, because of stama lishma, the carbon has the lishma that it needs, there's a new din that a machshava shaloi lishma is a machshava hapiseles, just like a machshava chutz lizmani chutz mkoymoy is a machshava hapiseles. Biskarov said that l'chura there would be a grace in afkamina between the two havanas. And that is, what would be, for example, if a kohen would do a Kabbalah Saddam, which is one of the four critical avodas, and we have a machshava shaloi lishma. Now there's still leftover dam that's kosher for Kabbalah, Hilach, and Zrika, to go ahead and be Makabah. Could he be misaking now the carbon by going and doing a proper Kabbalah, or is it already too late? Said the Brisker Rav that l'chura, it would be totally in the Havana of shaloi lishma. If shaloi lishma is the taich, that you're just lacking in the lishma, that means that when a kohen does a Kabbalah shaloi lishma, there's no psul in the carbon. It's just that the Kabbalah didn't check off all the boxes that it needs in order for it to be considered a Kabbalah. It's as if he didn't do a Kabbalah. It's as if the dam was nishbach al haritzpah. Okay, so that dam right now is not dam that you'd be able to go do a halach and a zrika with. But to the extent that there's more dam, avada, go do the Kabbalah now with halach and a zrika, and everything's going to be okay. If, however, the understanding of a machshava shloi lishma is that it's a poisel, it actually disqualifies the Kabbalah. That means you did a posel a Kabbalah. You didn't not do a Kabbalah, you did a pasul Kabbalah. A pasul Kabbalah parcels the carbon. And if that's the case, there's no way to be misakinit by going ahead and doing a kosher Kabbalah. So Biskarov and Sefer in his classic piece says that this l'chura would be the pashtan afgamina between the two havanas. It's interesting, one of the important Mar Mekoymes in terms of the postscript of this Biskarov is in the Sefer Yonis Elam, from Agoin Rabbi Yonah Mitzka, Hashem Yimkom Damoy. And the Yonis Elam, Kyudua, learned by Marna Gris, and in the Rishimois that he had left over after his Petira, there was a shir that he wrote, he heard, Me Agoin Rabbi Yitzchok Zeg Soloveitchik, and it's mamish this sugya, this chiddush of the Brisker Rav as it relates to Shaloi Lishma. And there's some hoisafis in the Yonis Elam's notes that are very important, they're critical in terms of the hashlama of understanding the Brisker Rav. One of the hoisafis that the Yonis Elam said is that when he heard shir from the Brisker Rav,
And when the Rav said over this shtickle, he laked to another nafkamina. And that was, the halach is that if you have kachim, that's possible. So the halach is, it requires sreifa. Stating that, there are times that in order to burn the kachim, you first have to have what's called ibrutsura. You need the kachim to decompose a little bit. If the kachim is fresh meat, you're not going to go ahead and burn it. It's considered a bezoyin. Once it's nishtana a little bit, it's not so perfect anymore. So then we're a little bit more comfortable allowing you to go ahead and burn it. The rule is that if the carbon is pasul, be'etzim, the basar of the carbon, for example, has a paslus, so then you're allowed to burn the basar even without any ibur tzura. If, however, there's something wrong with the gavra, or there's some study is tigapsol, so then the halacha is, you wouldn't be allowed to burn it unless there's ibur tzura. So Rabbi Yoina Mitzke said, he heard from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said this would be another nafkamina. If the reason that Shaloi Lishma's puzzle is simply because of what it's lacking Lishma, so then it's pasha that would require an ibur tzura in order for you to be able to burn this basa. If, however, there's a positive psul of Shaloi Lishma, it's a machshava apiseles, that's like a machshava chutzal zman, chutzal which the Brisker Rav Nemdon would not require ibur tzura because there's a psul, a bomb inside this carbon, and there the halach is you'd be able to burn it afilo on the ibur tzura. But the bottom line is don nafkaminas in the classic understanding of how Shaloi Lishma works versus the Brisker Rav's mechudishtiga understanding of how Shaloi Lishma works. We mentioned last night that the Brisker Rav said that the emes is it's muchach minei obey from the sugya and daf beis amid beis. Because the Gemara on that Beis Amid Beis danned whether stama bekachim is kosher or stama bekachim is pasul, right? Rava said stama bekachim is kosher, by gerushin it's pasul. He was rami mili malyasa adadi v'shanilu. But in the cheshbon of the Gemara is not 100% sure. How does Rava know that stama is kosher? Maybe really stama is pasul, right? The Gemara had a few attempts. Failed attempts before it finally came up with the Makaritz from Rabbi Yossi Sheet and the Mishnah on that member of Amid Beis. But the bottom line is the Gemara is very open to the possibility that maybe Stoma is not going to be kosher, maybe Stoma is going to be pasul. Said the Brisker Rav, I don't understand how the Gemara could have it said that Stoma is pasul. There's so many limudim in the first parak of Masechta Zvachim that talk about a machshava shaloi lishma, where the machshava is not an appropriate machshava shaloi lishma. And it's for that reason the halacha is that it's not a machshava apeiselus and the carbon's going to be kosher. Frank the Brisker Rav, if stam is possible, then how could a bad machshava shaloi lishma be kosher? How could it be better than stama? It doesn't make any sense. So for example, chulin kachim mechalin kachim ve'en chulin mechalin kachim. That's the makartet halacha of chatos l'shum chulin is going to be kosher. Break the Brisker up. That's a limud. That's a pasuk. V'lo yichalu as kachim b'nei Yisrael. How can there be a din, a pasuk, a limud that says that kachim l'shum chulin is not going to be a machshava peselis? In other words, it's going to be kosher, and at the same time, stama should be pasul. There's no way that kachim l'shum chulin could be any better than stama. Or for example, Shimon Achi Azariah, who had a raya that in the event that you have a machshava of shaloi l'shma, but it's l'shem gavaya, right? So the halacha is, then it's going to be kosher. Because if it's l'shem gavaya, it's going to be kosher. L'shem namach, it's going to be pasul. In that machshava, there too, how could it be kosher? At the end of the day, how could the wrong machshava be better? How could the wrong machshava be better than stama? So said the Brisker Rav, it's muchach that from the fact that the Gemara was willing to entertain the tzad that stama is possible, despite the fact that there are clearly mudim that teach me where you can have a machshava shaloi lishma and it's going to be kosher, that means there's mukim to dan the machshava hapeiselas, whether it is a machshava hapeiselas or not a machshava hapeiselas, even if you hold stama is possible. It means I could hold stama is possible and it's still chaps enough gemina that I'm going to have now a machshava hapeiselas. Another makar that the Brisker Rav brings is shinui bailam. Right, the only time a machshava of shinui bailam is a machshava if it's chaveri dum yodideh. Right, if someone has a mind to bring a chatas amisha mechuyev chatas, that's a shinui bailam. But amisha mechuyev oila, it's going to be kosher. It's kosher. What do you mean it's kosher? If anything, it's stama, and you're telling me that stama is possible. Can't be better than and stama, elamai, even if you hold stama's puzzle, it's still negeya for me to know, is this a machshava pisneles or is this not a machshava pisneles? Meaning, at first glance, if stama's puzzle, who cares if it's a machshava pisneles or not a machshava pisneles? It's stama, and stama is puzzle. But the Briskarov said, you see, not that way. Because if that were true, then the Gemara would approve that stama is kosher from the fact that chatos shum chulin is kosher, and from the fact that there's a loch of chaver dumididei, and from Shimon Achi Azari, and the Gemara didn't do that. So if that's the case, it's muchach said Mar Nagriz that even if you hold stama's puzzle, it's still negay the machshav apisalas. Why is it negay? It said the Briskarov muzain den nafgemino. Because if the carbon's going to be puzzle out stama. If the carbon is going to be puzzle out stama, that would just mean that the avoida, the carbon is lacking the kosher avoida. Okay, if you want to go ahead and be yachse v'yakabel, there's more dam, let's say, to be makabel, go ahead and be makabel the more dam. And when it comes to Sreifer, said the Briskarov, Lefi Rabbi Yonah Minsker share, you wouldn't need an Ibur Tzura. But if there's a din machshav apiselus, and now you have that noisif diga chiddush, which is negeya even if you hold stamas pasul, pasha. It's negeya even if you hold stamas pasul. And that would chap enough gemina. Now, if you went ahead and you did a Kabbalah with the wrong machshava, so you can't be yachsev yikabel. If you want to burn it, you wouldn't need an Ibur Tzura, because now you have the psul. But the point is, the Briskarov said that this lumdis of a machshava shaloi lishma, being a machshava hapiselas, it chaps enough gemina if you hold stomach kosher, that's poshet. Briskarov held if you hold stomach kosher, it has to be that's the way machshava shaloi lishma works. But really, it chaps enough gemina even if you hold stomach's puzzle, and he said it's muchach that way. Mid the shokel vitori. On the bezam and bezam esach desvachim, where the stomach is kosher and puzzle, and we weren't mechiach it from the fact that all those machshavas are not called machshavas poisles, vice versa, whether or not they're considered machshavas poisles or not, is negeya even if you hold that stomach is puzzle. So here's the ha'aret. And I'm reading, this is quote from the Sefer of Avon. On Daf Beis Amud Beis, it's page Lamed Aleph. So he writes as follows: V'hine shamati me'agoyin Rab Tzvi Kaplan Shlita. The betkufa shezochel l'shmoy yashir mipi mar nagoyin Rabbi from Yeshua Alevi Shlita Masech Tzvachim b'yeshivas Brisk. Hayesham bacher echad me'ha'arayah shebechabura u'shmoy hagoyin Rabbi Mordechai Dick Shlita. V'hikshu kushya atzuma be'emtza hashir al divrei agriz alalu v'zeu toichin dvarav. This part already we'll read bal peh. That is. So Rav Mordechai Dick was a bacher, he was me'arayah shebechabura, and in the middle of shir, when Rabbi Avraham Yeshua Levi was saying over this Torah from the Briskarov, and befrat this last piece that we just prefaced, so he asked the following kasha. The Gemara says on Dav Chavav, that a machsheva shaloi l'shma, or a machsheva schutz hazmanu, schutz hamkoymai, only passes a carbon if the Avoida is being done b'mishe ro'yu la'avoida u'bedavar ha'ro'yu la'avoida. Meaning the only time a machshava will pass a carbon is if everything other than the machshava is perfect. If, however, the one doing the avoida was not someone that's able to do the avoida, or it's being done in an oifin where it's not ro'yu la'avoida, so then the halach is the machshava wouldn't pass. So an example would be if a kohen was doing the avoida with his left hand, being the Yad Smoil is not a kosher way to do the Avodah. So if you would then have a Machsheva Shaloi Lashma, it's enough in the Gemara, Rav is Memra, Talach is, it has to be Misha Roy Lavoida, Ubedobra Roy Lavoida, Talach is, it would be possible. So Freik Ramart Chedik Shlita, half of a fella. He said, the Briskarov said that even if stomach would be possible, it's not, but even if stomach would be possible, it would still be negeya that if one would have a machshava shaloi l'shma, it should be considered a machshava apiselis because of the aforementioned nafkaminas, right? Chapa nafkamina, could you do a new Kabbalah? At chapa nafkamina, could you burn it without Ibur Tzura? So the kasha that he asked was, that I don't understand, where would it be negeya, the second din, that the machshava should be a machshava apiselis, and it should say that now the carbon's going to be puzzled to the level that it has this bomb on it, that you can't do a new Kabbalah, or you can burn it without Ibur Tzura. A viful stomach's puzzle, that means when you have the machshava shaloi lishma, there's two reasons now that the carbon's puzzle. It's puzzle because you're lacking the lishma,
Why? Isn't it built into the carbon? Yeah, if you hold stomach kosh. But if you hold stomach pasul, that means you have to have the machshava lishma. And if you don't have the machshava lishma, it's pasul vasefelt in the lishma. It's also pasul because you had the machshava shaloi lishma, and the machshava shaloi lishma in and of itself is a bomb that makes the carbon pasul. In other words, if you hold stomach pasul, every time you have a machshava shaloi lishma, there's really two psulim that are twin zechup over here in this carbon. Number one, you have the psul of a carbon has to be lishma and sefelt in lishma. Let's use the vernacular, the briskura. You have the psul of oilo isherech nichayach lashem, the sugya in zvach and daf mevav amibes. Additionally, you have the problem that there's a machshava apiseles. You have zvach and daf dalid and daf hey and daf vav and daf zayin and daf ches. Right, you have that other din also. The point is there's two psulim over here. If there's two psulim, meaning if there's a psul of stoma lishma without the psul of the machshava hapiselis, then how does the machshava hapiselis make a pasul? Why is it different that if the kohen did the avoda b'yad smol, l'chura it's not b'misha roi l'avoda u'b'dover roi l'avoda? We have a halacha psuga that the only time a machshava hapiselis has the ability to pasul is when, if everything other than the machshava hapiselis is good, if you hold stomas pasul by kachim, every time you have a machshava shalai l'shma, there's another psul. You know what the other psul is? Felt in the lishma, and if you hold stomach pasul, you don't get that built in. The whole lumnus of the brisker rov is to explain stomach kosher, but if stomach pasul, you don't have that. And to the extent there's another reason that this carbon is pasul, then l'chay the machshava piselis has no ability to pasul it because it's no different than if the kohen did a biyat smel. This is the kasha that are going Ramart Chadik Shlita asked in the middle of Shir. So going back to l'shoyne hazav. Shall Rav Luzer Rubens, he writes, for Omer Hagoyin Rav Tzvi Kaplan Shlita, She Rabbi Hagoyin Rav Rav Yeshua Halevi Choshev Harbe Oidois Kush Yezu, thought a lot about this question. For Omer She Tzorich Lehisyashev Bedavar Vehimshech Hashir Hol, he said you have to think about it a little bit more. And he went right in here. The next day, Kishenichnes Rashi Yeshiva Mar Nagoyin Rav Yeshua Halevi Shlita Yeshiva's Brisk Omer She Ein He thought it over, and the whole kasha fight nishtar. And he went ahead to explain, and this will say Baal Peh also, and that is, Rav Yeshua said, what would be if a kohen would have a machsheves pigel b'shas shechita, and then he would have a machsheves pigel again b'shas kabbalah, and then some dritten mol b'shas haylacha, and then some ferten mol zochalo, he would do it b'shas rika also. It's posh that all four machshavas pigles would be considered machshavas pigles. In fact, he would get malchus for the pigle that he had b'shas shechita, nacha malchus for the pigle that he had b'shas kabbalah, haylacha and zrika. L'chura, you could ask that, I don't understand. Why should he get malchus for the machshavas pigle that he had b'shas kabbalah, haylacha and zrika? Once there was already a machshavas pigle that passed the carbon b'shas shechita, so at that point, the carbon's already a passel of carbon. So when you have the machshavas pigle b'shas kabbalah, it's no different than if you had a machshavas pigle b'shas you're doing the avodah b'yad smile, where the halacha is that it's not b'misha roi l'avodah, but davar roi l'avodah. The teretz is pashet. The teretz is because the reason that this carbon is pasul is the same as the reason that right now you're vayta pasuling the carbon. It was possible b'shas shechita because of pigle. Right now b'shas kabbalah it's vayta pigle. The way we look at it is like chada pigle arichta. But the bottom line is it's one big psul. When we say b'misha roi l'avoida b'davar roi l'avoida, that means that if you're going to have a machshava peiselus now, and there's another reason, there's some studious bigger reason why this is anyways possible, so then this machshava doesn't have the ability to passel. But if the reason that the carbon is possible is gufa because of the machshava that you're having right now, well then it's poshut that this halacha wouldn't be true. The halacha of misha roi l'avoida b'dover roi l'avoida means daumine this soul that you're trying to impart on the carbon right now. If there's another problem, well then you can't make it more problematic with this machshava that you had. This machshava is not going to have the ability to impact. In the case where you had the machshava's pigle b'shas kabbalah and you had already had the machshava's pigle b'shas shechita, the reason the carbon is anyways pasul is not for a David study. It's for the same reason that you're trying to make a pasul right now. It's literally hainu hach. And it's for that reason it's not a David study. If it's not a David study, you don't have the svara b'misha roi l'avoida u'b'dava roi l'avoida. Now you're going to say, what do you mean? It was independent machshava's pigles. It's true, it's independent machshava's pigles. But at the end of the day, it's the Zelba Psul, and we look at the
pigle in totality as one cheftza, and being that down minay the pigle, everything is perfect. So it's for that reason the machshavas pigle is going to be machshavas pigle. So Rebbe from Yeshua Levi said that l'chur you have to say that even though the briskerov is being mechadish that there's two dinim when it comes to shaloi lishma. One din is that a korban has to have lishma. Another din is that a machshava shaloi lishma passels a korban. And if you hold that stomach puzzle, they're really two psulim, because the din that a korban has to have lishma will only be satisfied if you actually think lishma. If it's stama, or worse, you think shaloi lishma, it's going to be lacking that. And the machshava pisalis is a tzvei tazach. But at the end of the day, travayu midin shaloi lishma ka'asi. They're both coming from the same place, from the same shayrish, and that is, there's a parasha of lishma when it comes to kachim. Now, the parasha of lishma when it comes to kachim is achat shishtayim. It's made up of two subcategories. One is you have to have lishma, and the other one is a machshava shaloi lishma is going to pasal. But at the end of the day, the psul of I'm missing the lishma, and the psul of I had a machshava shaloi lishma are like two machshavas pickles. They're both the same. And being that it's poshut, that as it relates to the halacha, misha roi l'avoida, b'dava roi l'avoida, that if you would have two machshavas pigles, you would be chaya for the second machshavas pigle. Hagam, once you had the first machshavas pigle, l'chayr, it's anyways possible. It's because it's only when the other psul is a davar study that we say the halacha, misha roi l'avoida, b'dava roi l'avoida. So too, as it relates to these two oifanim of psul shaloi lishma, the only time we would say that a machsheva shaloi lishma would be a problem is if down minay the machsheva shaloi lishma there'd be some David study of why the karma is possible. The fact that it's possible al sefeltim lishma klapi machsheva shaloi lishma is not a David study. It's hainu hach the hach hainu. And it's for that reason, said Rabbi Avram Yeshua Levi with the hasbara of Agoyin Rav Tzvi Kaplan Shlita, that is the reason why Hagam, it's true, if one would have a machshava shaloi lishma, and he did the avoda b'yad smol, the halacha is machshava wouldn't be a machshava. But if you hold stomach's puzzle and you have a machshava shaloi lishma, the halacha is, it's still going to be a problem. And the reason is, because yad smol klapi shaloi lishma is a dovret study. But stomach puzzle klapi a machshava shaloi lishma, even though they're two dinim in the brisker of shtikl Torah, even though they're learned out from two different parishes in the Torah, one's learned from the parish of Eilu, the other's from the parish of Shlomim, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, midin shaloi lishma kaasi. And being that they're both coming midin shaloi lishma, you can't view it as a David study. If you can't view it as a David study, it's for that reason it's not going to be an issue. And this was the teretz that Rabbi Avram Yeshua Halevi said b'yoy machras kishenichnas le'yeshivas brisk to be miyashiv the kushya atzuma from Agoyin Rav Mordechai Dick Shlita. That's the first aura from the sefer of Oivam. The second aura is we mentioned that the Briskerov's big raya to his yisoid is from the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. At first glance, it feels like a checkmate raya. Chatos sheshachta l'shum oila psula. Chatos sheshachta l'shum chulin ksheira. Frank the Briskerov, how could chatos sheshachta l'shum chulin be kosher? You can tell me Torah from today till tomorrow. Dimina machrabah, delav mina loy machrabah, a posik. But at the end of the day, it's not lishma and it's not stoma. And if there's a din that a carbon has to be lishma, or at the very least stoma lishma, then how in the world is this kasha? Said the Briskerov, it's muchach from here that stoma lishma is automatic. And even when you have a machsheva shaloi lishma, it's still stoma lishma. Stating that there's a shulchan aruch of what governs or what defines a machshava shaloi lishma. One of the dinim in that shulchan aruch is kachem mechal and kachem beichul mechal and kachem, and that's why chatos shulchan mechul and dalach is that it's going to be kosher. Very compelling. So in Avayvam, and this is on page Nun Zayin, he brings from the Sefer Zevach Yaakov. So the Sefer Zevach Yaakov is also a sefer on Masechtes Vachim. It was written by Agoyin HaGadol Rabbi Yankel Lieberman Shlita, who's from the Gedolei Talmidei Rabbi Rav Yeshua Levi, Rosh Yeshiva, and Rabbi Shalom Shechtes Yeshiva. Incidentally, when I was in Brisk and I learned Kachem, I had the schus to hear Chaburis from Rabbi Yankel Lieberman. He's a bona fide Pem Mapik Margolis.
Kiyodua. But either way, so he wrote a sefer called Zevach Yaakov on Perik HaShoichet VaMaila, that's the 13th Perik in Masechet Zevachim, and he wrote another sefer on the 14th Perik, on Perik Paras Chatos. But either way, this is in the back of his sefer on Paras Chatos, it's in Simen Gimel. So he adds a little bit of a maracha on this briskerov. So he writes that the kasha of the briskerov, the raya, this compelling checkmate, tiyufta tiyufta, of the briskerov bothered him very, very much. Because the emes is, there's makom to think that when we say that kachem mechalim kachem, ve'en chulim mechalim kachem, the mina machrba, the la mina loy machrba, it could be it's a very, very posh tesvar. I mean, the briskerov didn't understand. At the end of the day, every time you have a delay mina loy machrba, typically it's also not stamba. And if it's not stamba, then how could it be kosher? Must be, it's automatically stamba. Tainet Rabbi Yankel Lieberman, l'chayr this makam declare not that way. If somebody would go ahead and he would do the avoida, and then he starts spacing out, I don't know, he starts thinking about some narish azach. Is there a havamin in the world that that narish machshava that he's having would be oiker the stamalishma? Of course not. In order to be oiker the stamalishma, the machshava that you have has to be something that's in the conversation, something that's me'en yona to chepezich with the stamalishma. If it's not me'en yona to chepezich with the stamalishma, how in the world would it ever be oiker the stamalishma? You're bringing a carbon, you're doing the shechita, you're thinking about what's for dinner tonight. That doesn't shter the stamalishma. There's no sheiches to the das and the kavana and the lishma of the carbon. So it's poshut that in order to be oiker the status quo of stamalishma, it would have to be a machshava that's me'en Yonah somewhat to be able to rear on and to chepa and to have an ability to be oiker on some level the stamalishma. So if that's the case, does zok the Gemara. The Gemara is saying chatos l'shem chulin, being that the loy mina loy machrivba has no shaychis to kachim, and if it has no shaychis to kachim, it's like you were spacing out, thinking about what's for dinner tonight, and as a result, it has no ability to go ahead and be machriv. What's tainat the briskerov? Meaning, lo'olam, I'll tell you, stama lishma is a very posh tzach. Stama lishma means if you think stama, it's kosher. If you think shaloi lishma, it makes it oy stama. I let every chatos l'shem chulin be a machshava shaloi lishma azoivai that it should at very least not be stama. Teretz says no. When the Gemara says la mina loy machir, but what the Gemara is saying is that machshava is not me'en yona bechlal to the machshava of a carbon, and it's for that reason it doesn't have the ability to touch the stama. If it doesn't have the ability to touch the stama, it's going to be kasha taka because it is considered stama, not because it's automatically stama, but because it's a stama. It's not a stama. It's not a stama. Any machshava you have makes it a stama. You agree that's not the case. Teretz says it has to be a qualified machshava. The lamin away machshava means it's not a qualified machshava. It's not a qualified machshava. It has no ability to impact the stama. This is the kashya that bothered him. So he writes that he went to Rameir Alevi, Soloveitchik, Briskerov's son, and he asked Rameir this kashya. And Rav Meir told him that he remembers that he once asked this kasha to the Tata. He asked this kasha to the Tata, and the Briskerov nishkahata gutta tshuva. He said he didn't really have what to say. He was masking. He was masking to the kasha. Briskerov was masking to the kasha. Then he was moisef. That in the Eshta Madura of the Briskerov's shtickle, he brought this raya, and then he said this pickbook. Said, could be what the Gemara means when it says, the lav mina loy machir, but that the machshav is bechlal not me'en yono, to have the ability to be oiker the status quo of stamalishma. The truth is, if you take a look at Yoina Minska's shir that he wrote down, that he heard from the Briskerov, he brings that the Briskerov asked this kasha, and then the Briskerov was mefakfek precisely for this reason. So Rabbi Yoina Minska heard it mefurish, mipek kotshay shomar nagris. And Rameir Alevi said that he saw in the Ksovim, in the first edition of the Briskerov, in the Madura Kama, the Briskerov brought the raya, but then he said, I'm not 100% sure. Abulamaisa, it's still shver, right? You can't walk away with this happy because the Briskerov in the first Madura asked the kasha. Why? Because in the Madur that we have, and in the Madur that you have on your Svarim Shafer, the Briskerov is not mefakvik, and the Briskerov brings it as a clear checkmate raya. So if that's the case, l'chayra adayin tzarechin, right? The fact that someone else asks the kasha makes some people happy. It doesn't end the conversation. At the end of the day, you still have to be miyashavit. And refract, the Briskerov himself, you see in the later Maduras, seemed to be very persuaded. He was very satisfied with this kasha. or with this raya. And if that's the case, l'chura, why was he so satisfied? Befrat, me'ikara maika savris, ulebesoy maika savris. So Bianca Lieberman said a dove nifla. He said, what does it mean when we say, chatas l'shum chulin is kasha? What's the taich of kasha? What does kasha mean? So what did it start then? Does kosher mean it's kosher, it's 100% kosher? It could be that kosher means that it's kosher and that you could do the zrika and you could be makdadei murim and you could eat the basa. But it's still going to be like alu l'bailim l'shem chayfim. In other words, chatas shaloi l'shma is always pasal. That rab is being mechadish, chatas l'shum oyla, kachim mechalim kachim. There it's going to have the din of a chatas shaloi l'shma with the gansa ganskai, it's going to be pasal. As opposed to a chatas l'shum chulin, there it's going to be kosher, it's not going to be a bona fide chatas shaloi l'shma, but at the same time, it's not going to be better than a oyla shaloi l'shma, a shlavim shaloi l'shma. It's going to be kosher, but at the same time, being that it's with a machshava shaloi l'shma, it's still going to be le'olu l'bayim l'shem chayfa. If you take a look at the Rambam, when he brings this halach in Hilchas Psuli HaMukdashim, the Rambam says it's kosher, abe v'loy alu l'baylam l'shem chayfa. If the Rambam said it's loy alu l'baylam l'shem chayfa, what does that mean? That means as much as we're saying the mina machrba and the la mina loy machrba, as much as we're saying there's a pasik loy chalulu kachim echalim kachim veichulim mechalim kachim, but it's not the taich, it's not a machshava apoyseles at all. Because if it wasn't a machshava apoyseles at all, it would be kosher 100%. It'd be a mahadrim ben a mahadrim. But it's not. It's loy. If it's a le'olu l'bayim l'shem chayv, that means epis vos and akira it is. Because if not, then it would be kosher l'gamri. From the fact that it's le'olu l'bayim l'shem chayv, zoy say meres, it's for sure a machshav, it has an ability to be yoker. If it has an ability to be yoker, it's a real machshav, v'horay is le'olu l'bayim l'shem chayv, then it's not stoma. Zok to brisker up, must be, you can never budge the stoma. What you need is a real machshav apiselis, and in as much as this is but it's not a fartiga machshava hapiselis to make it possible. But the bottom line is that's where the briskerov saw that it's possible that together of why it is that chatas l'shem chulin is kosher is not because b'chlal the machshava has no shaychis and as a result it's stoma. La'ilam it could be you would have the ability to be yoker the stoma. You can't say the machshava is not minyana. V'arayitz le'olu l'baylam l'shem chayvik. Now the teretz is because stoma is angabak. That's built in. And even a machshava shalay l'shma doesn't have the ability to be yoker the stoma. If that's the case, so why is the halacha that every time there's a machshava shalay l'shma it's possible? That's the prescribed chiddush. It must be there's a new halacha called the that's the second ha'ara. The third ha'ara, and this is also from the Sefer Avayvam, and I'm reading from page Yud Ches. Really, it starts on page Tez Zayin. So he brings that there's a kuntris that was printed in Chelik Mem Aleph of the Yeshurun Journal. This was on Amid Tav Kuf Chavav. Now this kuntris was a gillion from Hagoyin Rabbi Yubarach Finkel, the Mir Rosh Hashiva, and he named this kuntres, did Rabbi Yubarach, kuntres ha'oris bedivrei moron Riz Halevi. So I didn't look up the kuntres, I don't know if this is just general on all the briskerov's Torahs, but there's a few ha'oris that are brought here in Sefer Avayvam that are specific to this shtickle. So he has a whole regime of different artists that Rebbe Baruch Finkel asked on the Briskerov. I want to mention one of them. This is really, really geschmack. He said as follows, that everyone knows that this shtickle, as it relates to Shalei Lishma, is whose shtickle? It's the Briskerov shtickle, right? I mean, this is obvious, right? Everyone knows it's a shtickle Briskerov, it's safer. He says, the aura was that if you take a look at Kovet Shiurim, and this is a Chelik Beis Simin Chav Beis, it's Muchach, the Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim Briska held like the Briskerov. So what's the context? The context is, Rabbi Chanan said that he heard from Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim asked, that Tosfos in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis discusses, what would be if somebody makes tzitzis lishma, but also shalei lishma? So one of the places in the Torah that you find the idea of lishma is when it comes to making tzitzis. Tzitzis has to be made lishma. What would be if someone has a machshava of lishma and shalei lishma while he's making tzitzis? So Tosfos says, l'chayru would be possible. Why do I say that l'chayra would be possible? Because just like you find a mincha, where if you would do the k'mitz of a mincha l'shma and shaloi l'shma, that loch is, it would be possible. So just like k'mitz as a mincha l'shma and shaloi l'shma is possible, so toisus a menachis menbeis a menbeis divra mascho matam, so too if somebody would make tzitzis l'shma and shaloi l'shma, that loch is, it would be possible. So Rabbi Chanan said that he heard from Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim said, ma raya ikum mi mincha l'tzitzis. I'm quoting Rabbi Chanan. What shaykh is? Bishlam ibikar Karbanos, fishlam when it comes to karbanos, hapsul shaloi lishma, enoi mi pas heder al lishma. The reason karbanos, the halacha is that if you have a machshava shaloi lishma, the karban's pasul, is not because when you have a machshava shaloi lishma, you're lacking lishma. The ha ain't tzorich lishma, because you don't need lishma. Ukidamina begemara, the stama lishma kai. Which means, said Reb Chaim, that it's automatically lishma. And even when you have a machshava shaloi lishma, you can't make it shaloi lishma. Ubehechr, said Reb Chaim, yisoid hapsul hu, mishum da havi machshav apiseles. Then when you think shaloi lishma, it's a machshav apiseles. Ukein machsheves chutzlis manei chutzum kaimai. It's literally, hear what's going on here? It's literally a machsheves chutzlis manei chutzum kaimai. Umishum hachi, he said, Reb Chaim, afim chishev lishma v'shaloi lishma loy mahani midi. That's why if you do a kmitza and you have a mind lishma and shaloi lishma, that loch is it's going to be possible. Why? Shari soif soif ikubaz enami machshava shloi lishma apiselis. Meaning, because even though you thought lishma, who cares? The mincha wakes up in the morning lishma. The problem is that you have the machshava apiselis shloi lishma, and that's why it's going to be an issue. Masha enkin betzitzis, as opposed to tzitzis, the lab mishum lesser the machshava apiselis. So there the problem is not because of a machshava apiselis. V'chol hachisorim betzitzis hurak machmas heder al lishma. It's because you're lacking the lishma. Hare bozeh shapir ikulam emar. Over here you could say, the kishachishev lishma v'shaloi lishma shapirdomi. The sagvilam b'mashachishev nami lishma. So said Reb Chaim, I don't understand Tosfos Tzushta. Tosfos is saying that just like k'mitzas ha-mincha lishma v'shaloi lishma that halachas it's possible, so too if somebody would be oisit tzitzis lishma v'shaloi lishma would be possible. Said Reb Chaim, no. By k'mitza, where you're dealing with kachim, where the ged of shaloi lishma is, that the machshava passels. So over there you could say if you had a mind lishma v'shaloi lishma, it's a problem because it's very nice you had a mind lishma, but the minute you had a mind shaloi lishma, that's a machshava apiselis, that's a bomb that knocks out the whole k'mitza. However, when it comes to tzitzis, there's no din that a machsheva shaloi lishma passels tzitzis. There's a din, you have to have lishma. There I can hear this, svara is just the opposite. If I had lishma and I had shaloi lishma, it should be fine. Right, in svara, it's perfectly logical to cut the baby in half in that way. When it comes to kachin, you have to make sure you don't have a machshava apiselis. Okay, lishma v'shloi lishma. I had a machshava apiselis. You had a machshava lishma. Who cares you had a machshava lishma? And when you understand it with the oimik, you anyways always have the lishma. Right? Every time you have a machshava v'shloi lishma, it's really lishma v'shloi lishma because the lishma is built in. We're not going to get into that. But it's pashut. That's really the way it is. Every single time you have a machshava v'shloi lishma, it's not lishma, but that's shloi lishma. That's the oimik. But it's pashut why lishma v'shloi lishma is going to be a problem because it's very nice you had lishma, but you had the machshava apiselis. When it comes to tzitzis, I don't care about a machshava v'shloi lishma. There's no din machshava v'shloi lishma is an issue. What is the issue? When I have a machshava shloi lishma, I don't have the lishma. Well, if I had lishma and shloi lishma, kumtais, I did have the machshava lishma. And as long as I had the machshava lishma, it should be okay. But said Rebbe Yubaruch, one thing I see from it, we're not trying to answer the kasha now, that's for another day. But one thing you see from this is Reb Chaim's Yisoid. So what's going on? The Briskerov plagiarized Reb Chaim's Yisoid, the most famous Briskerov of all time, is not even the Briskerov Shtikl Teira. So I'll tell you what Reb Luzer Rubin brings. He says, if you take a look at the Sefer, Ala B'tamar. So the Sefer Ala B'tamar was written by the Talmidim of Agoyin Rebaron Leib Steinman. And Rebaron Leib Kyudua was a Yelid Brisk, and he was very nunt with Marna Griz. There's a lot of different things that we know, very, very, very authentic, from Rebaron Leib as it relates to the Brisker of. Either way, so in the Sefer Ala B'tamar, and this is on page Kuf Chaf, they bring that they ask this kasha to Rebaron Leib. This question was asked. They said, everyone says over this shtokl from the Briskerov, and it's printed in Sefer. This is the Briskerov's most famous piece. Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shimon brings that he heard this Yisoid for Reb Chaim to ask on Toysis and Menachas, Daf Membeis and Membeis. So, what's going on over here? V'onu Rabbeinu, here's the quote. Sheba emes mitchila hagriz chidesh hazeh. This was really the Briskerov's chidesh. V'acha kach omar hazeh lagoin Rabbi Chanan. And what happened was, the Briskerov said over this chidesh Rabbi Chanan. V'Rabbi Chanan don al zeh. And Rabbi Chanan was danning. The whole So Rabban Leib said that the Brisker Rav and Rav Chanan, they were walking back and forth in the Rechavis of Brisk, and they were fighting over this shtickle. They were fighting like fire. Brisker Rav held its posh, this is the way Shalai Lishma works, and Rav Chanan wasn't masking. Al Shal B'Soif, until the end, they said, you know what, we're going to go to the Supreme Court. We're going to go to the Tata. We get fighting the Tata. Vos halt the Tata of them. Al Shal B'Soif, Shalu Es Agrach. And they came to the Brisker Rav, and they came to Reb Chaim, and the Brisker Rav was Matziah, his tzad, and Reb Chanan was Matziah, his tzad, the Hagrach, Hiskim, L'chidusha, Shalagris. And Reb Chaim said, the Brisker Rav is Maskim. Umishum kach, kvar hevi ezer, Reb Chanan, m'shem Hagrach. And that's why Reb Chanan brought it the name of Reb Chaim. But Baron Leib said, it's true Reb Chaim brought it. But the Brisker Rav didn't hear it from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim heard it from the Brisker Rav. Either way, now you know the rest of the story, and we're going to stop here.